I want to remind you we're going to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot coming up at 9:30 this morning, and also remind Warren that you have to leave early.
Yes. Let me see here. About 45 minutes.
Okay, right, just keeping you on, keeping them on time.
Thank you.
right now, then? So you can go.
News brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate.
Oh, that's my cue.
That's it.
Yep. That's your news.
Okay.
Boo.
How about this? There was a people are sharing stories about the weirdest guests that they ever had. And
weirdest guest?
Guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said guest, as in like, you know, guess the number. Four.
Four people.
Seven.
Yeah.
Super weird.
17.
Yeah.
The weirdest guest you've ever had.
Yeah. So I have several different weird guest little.
So not visitor, but an actual guest, like say an overnight.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know what the difference would be. Maybe that is it. Maybe I'm trying to think. Oh, a guest at a party doesn't have to stay overnight, though.
Oh, that's valid.
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily an overnight thing.
Hmm.
I think it's just a...
Golly, I'm trying to think if I've ever had somebody... Well, I mean, I've had some odd ones, but I can't really tell the story because, you know, they're probably listening. But,
right.
Yeah.
We've had Warren, though.
I've had Warren. That's, yeah. You know what? Sold.
Yeah. Mine's going to be Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. Yeah, you almost cut his finger off. Remember that, Bruce?
Oh,
yeah.
Quite well. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think I cut my finger.
Jeez Louise.
Got a little notch out of the side of it there.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, real quick, do you happen to have a Band-Aid? I'm like, sure, Warren. I look at his hand. I'm like, oh, no. Wow. I don't know if I have one that big.
I mean, since you asked him to be, I guess it is a guest.
Yeah, he was still a guest, yeah.
I feel like they're interchangeable.
Guest and visitor?
Yeah.
Hmm. They might be, yeah.
Okay.
Steve might be right, yeah.
I'll go, if visitor, I had some guy just walk up our driveway and drop a dog on us.
Yeah, that's probably going to qualify.
Yeah, that was
unusual.
Weird. That was a visitor, not a guest.
Yeah.
That's a stranger.
Yeah, that is a stranger,
it was.
Steve.
Yeah. Like I said.
I think Steve's right on this. He's got the characterizations of these words down just to a T.
Yeah.
That's a stranger.
Of course he does.
That doesn't count.
That's okay. That's why I'm doing
a
the news.
Guest is, yeah, he's knowledgeable. A guest is invited.
Oh, Monty. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Still, somebody dropped a dog.
There's an uninvited guest.
That's true.
And then there's a guest.
Yeah, I like what you're doing now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on it.
All right.
Curious.
Was there like some story that's gonna?
Yeah, he'll tell you if we stop talking.
Yeah.
I was really wondering when we should stop talking.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, now is fine if you so desire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I just have a few. More than a few. Just
there was this time.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, so we're doing this again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. So I have a few examples of some weird visitors, guests.
Invited visitors.
Yep.
Whatever you want to
I'm
say.
I'm ready.
So here's number one. Someone had a friend stay over who forgot their toothbrush, so they just used a random loose one they found under the sink.
The homeowner said
they had to tell them that they used that one for cleaning.
I would imagine.
Yeah, that's why it's under the sink.
Made me shiver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And being it's in the bathroom, it could have been used for something a little closer to the sink.
Yeah, I imagine it would be, yeah. Ugh.
Someone had a guest going through their garbage can, pulling out the perfectly good food that shouldn't go to waste.
No.
Okay.
Nobody's that hungry.
Someone was making a pineapple ham glaze, and they say their mother-in-law thought it was burnt, so she dumped it in the toilet and flushed.
Oh man.
Got a few more for you.
That's going to make dinner a little worse.
Yeah. Someone had a friend stay over in the middle of the night. They woke up with them rearranging the furniture to improve the feng shui.
I love
that.
Wow. That's great.
Two more. I got two more. You want two more?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Someone gave their older neighbor a key to their house because he'd offered to walk their dog during the day. He did, but they later found out that he also spent hours watching TV in the house with the dog on the couch.
Oh, wow. There you go. Make yourself at home.
Yeah,
literally.
It's just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Well that's why the dog they're company. Weird guests.
Yeah, that is. That's
just keeping
great.
The dog company.
Yep.
And finally, a person said their brother-in-law changed their baby's diaper on the dining table during Thanksgiving dinner. They said they'd offer them a private place, but he didn't take the hint and said he didn't want to miss the conversation.
Those are not sweet potatoes, guys.
Oh, easy. Yikes. Shiver.
That's gross.
Golly. Why don't they have that on those silly movies?
Yeah, right. You know, on the Hallmark Channel? Yeah. Oh, it's Christmas time. Oh. Changed my diaper right here.
Merry Christmas.
Yikes.
You know when you were saying about the food in the garbage can?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, when we were in New York, there was a guy that came in, looked pretty homeless, and he went over and he asked the people if he could have a bottle of water.
Okay, in is this at restaurant. A restaurant? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
And so my daughter Jolene saw him and felt bad for him, so she gave him the rest of her French fries. She had a lot of them.
Okay.
So he goes to the garbage, picks out food.
Oh.
After she gives him the French
fries.
To go
with the fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He starts taking sandwiches and pizza and stuff out of there, and he dumps her French fries in the garbage.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he was just health conscious.
Maybe. We all look at each other. It's like, what in the what?
Wow.
And then he goes
off. Swapped out
down
the clean food for the stuff he wanted.
For the stuff that was in the garbage.
It's got more flavor.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe he was just going to let that sit in there for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Come back for it later.
When it cools off a bit, gets that really flavor.
Wow. Well, there you go. Well, at least she tried.
She did.
Yeah. Did she go fishing back out of the garbage? Well, I would eat him if you didn't, you know, if I knew you were going
to
do that.
She gave him to my grandson. No, I'm kidding.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boys are a little wound up today, friend. It's Friday. It's just because it's a Friday.
They've got it.
Kevin James.
Warren.
Yeah?
Did you forget your medication today?
No. I took it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Chance to play a little Beat the Show against the Friday crew coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, final story time. Final story, by the way, brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Well, I thought this was appropriate since the Friday crew are car people.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
We were just talking about cars in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You eavesdropping?
Yeah, no kidding. Were you eavesdropping on us, Steve?
I got an Alexa here and there and, other things. I have my ways.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm.
Steve's car would be a good one to buy when he's ready to sell.
Yeah. Because of the low mileage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
I'll give you $1,500 bucks for it right now.
$1,500. What a deal. Yeah. Seems like he's insulted, Monty.
Yeah. In your general direction. So, more Americans think that they can handle simple car repairs if they had to.
Yeah.
So this is kind of, it involves actually a lot of stats, but it's an interesting survey nonetheless. So I'll use it for a final story.
Yeah, prove it.
How do you feel about that? So heading into 2025, more people feel confident that they could handle minor car repairs on their own if they had to. So there's a list of,
what's considered a minor car repair?
Yeah, exactly. Especially with the new cars. I'm
right,
interested.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. You got my interest, Steve.
Okay. I am glad I piqued your interest.
Yes.
So
it'll only last about 30 seconds, so this better be good.
Like a goldfish.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look at this picture on my phone.
I haven't even gotten to the story, and we're already all
Oh, yeah.
All
sure.
right. So there's six different things here of what people consider or what they asked people small repair-wise.
Sure.
Okay.
And what percentage of people do you think said that they could?
Oh.
And then I'll tell you how much it went up from 2015.
Very complicated. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did this.
Can't follow
10
along.
Years apart,
but 30%?
Okay. So,
we're just randomly throwing numbers out. And I go 30%. We don't even know what it is
yet. So, we have the job and the percentage.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Oh,
so, change a flat tire. And I guess also the question is, can you do it?
I mean, the answer is yes for everybody. And change a flat tire is probably, I don't know, what, 70%?
I'd say 70, maybe 80.
70.
70. Yeah.
65%.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Which is up from 52 from 2015.
Oh, wow. Look at us go. We're so smart now.
Yep. Change your oil.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah, I don't know what that one.
40?
Yeah, I was going to guess a little bit less than 40, Warren. Oh,
yeah. I'm going to go with 30%.
Okay, 58% of people.
Wow. They're lying.
Yeah, up from 45.
Can't even get under a new car.
Right, it's so low to the ground.
Yeah. I did that day before yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get stuck in there?
Uh-uh.
Okay, that a boy.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Change your change your brake fluid.
You don't change it.
Well, they say you're supposed to when it gets tea colored.
What is that, like 10%?
Yeah.
Maybe you'd be surprised by this. 49%.
That's people that lie.
No, that has to be add to the brake fluid, not change it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way.
Hey, I just read the news, man.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
We're not yelling at you, Steve. Yeah, we're not yelling at you, Steve.
No.
Right
now,
anyway.
You're just booing me.
Dang it, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Producer Steve.
Up from 35%.
Yeah.
Replace your battery.
75%?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah 70, yeah.
64% up from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see it.
So nothing has broke 70 yet. So
what about
adjust my new?
What about people who really want to change their battery? 4%.
Yeah. Well, true.
Can I get
story.
Somebody to do that for me?
Yeah.
I mean, there's
maybe
on
the next survey.
You gotta be able to find your battery in some of them.
Yeah, that's right.
For sure.
Yeah.
So if it's a Tesla, there's a whole new issue.
Yeah,
that's
change.
For sure.
Yeah.
Then I have replace the air filter.
Oh,
there's 64%.
No, it's got to go over 70 now, Monty. This
no,
is
no,
your
no,
chance.
No, 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 no. Okay.
This is your chance, Monty.
This is your chance.
Time
don't
to
blow this.
68%.
No, don't blow
71%.
It. 71%. There it is. You thank go. You. I'll say 74.
Yes.
Final answer.
72.
76.
Oh, you got to go higher than me, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you did there. $1.
61%.
Oh, Monty.
See?
You're still closer.
I win.
You're still closer.
Dummies.
change a spark plug.
I think it's hilarious that what was it like 48% think they can change their brake fluid, but only 61% think they can change their air filter.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, come on now.
Okay, so spark plug. That's
plug.
It depends on. Can we qualify that into your brackets? So anything pre.
Yeah, older car, sure.
I'm gonna go with 30%, maybe.
Yeah, it's got
to
be low.
I might go 20, because if it's a transverse engine and a V6, you can't get to the back.
You know what
I'm
talking about, Steve?
Yeah.
Transverse engine
it's
and
true.
A V6.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah, speaking my language now, Warren.
I'm talking shop with you.
Yeah.
Transverse, is that what
they say? Transverse engine with the V6, baby.
Mm-hmm.
0%.
30%.
Everybody says
20.
25.
Okay. 50% up from 39.
No.
Whoa.
Well,
I mean, think they can, Bruce, but whether they can or not.
Yeah, this is a survey where they're going, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I could do that.
And like Monty said, it depends on the car.
Yeah, I know you can't. Yeah.
Think is in bold letters, so yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I love
that. So are they saying... Did they put in diesel engines as part of that as well?
There you go.
That was probably funny to somebody who knows.
Good question.
Yeah. 45% said they'd probably still pay a mechanic, though, to do most of that stuff.
I would imagine.
But they're fairly confident they could do it themselves if they had to, as long as there's
bottom. Is there brakes on there anywhere? Doing their brakes?
No.
Okay,
no brakes. Brake fluid. That was the only thing.
That's hilarious, yeah.
So, yeah.
A little overconfidence, I think, on some of those, maybe.
Boy, I'll say.
You know, they say with, saving up money and the fact that you can learn anything on YouTube.
Well, sure, you can always do that, yeah. You can always YouTube it. Then you're like, I have no tools for that.
Yeah.
If you're only guessing that you can, you probably don't have the right tools anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I could probably climb Mount Everest.
I don't doubt that a bit, Steve.
Well, I mean, whether you can or not, yeah. I mean, I think I can.
Yeah, I could probably do it.
Bruce, can you do all that stuff? You can do all that stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I never have changed brake fluid in anything.
Yeah, neither have I.
That's hilarious. Half the people in America think they can do it, and the guys who know more about cars have never done it.
Yeah.
Warren, never needed
unless
to.
They're just drawing it like with a turkey baster out
like
of the master
siphon
cylinder.
It out of there a little bit.
Yeah, you know that. But if they're changing it through the lines and through the wheel cylinders,
you got to bleed it out and everything. That's a pain.
You guys are talking my language now.
E equals MC squared.
Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Does he not look like his face is smaller or something, Kevin? I don't know. Or he looks younger? I don't know.
Well, got more facial hair, maybe. It's because his facial hair is all the way up on his cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
maybe
really,
it's just thicker beard now.
Yeah, he's really got the beard going.
Mm-hmm. Usually a beard, I feel like, makes someone look a little bit older, but for some reason, Bruce, it's making you look younger.
Kevin James.
Kind of looks like an elderly raccoon, really.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Beat the show brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters.
Hey, Warren, we got this.
Bing bong. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we got me and Bruce have this.
That's mean.
Not time yet, Monty.
That's, that's just rude, Monty. Yeah,
that's just rude.
Hey, Reed.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday.
Yes, sir. Let's sir. Let's have a weekend. What do you think?
Friday. Yep.
Guys, are you ready for this? Are you guys ready for to take on Reed in this game?
Well, yeah.
Reed.
He sounds pretty intelligent already.
I know. He's probably going to outdo you, but that's all right. Is it, what was it again, Steve? Famous Families or
yep,
what was
yep.
it?
Famous Families.
Famous Families,
oh,
guys.
This should be
piece
good.
Of cake.
Yeah, piece of cake. All right. I mean this in the nicest way possible. Get out.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get out.
All right, bye now.
The fellas are going to leave. Reed, we're going to give you 60 seconds to answer your 7 questions of trivia. Yes, Warren?
Reed, good luck.
That was very nice of you, Warren.
Not going to need it, but no. Nevertheless.
He might be right. Okay, Reed, Famous Families it is. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to that question if time allows.
All right.
All right, here we go. What was Carl Winslow's profession on the show Family Matters?
Lawyer?
Name one of the Hadid sisters.
Pass.
Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. star in a new TV show. What is it called?
I just seen it the other night. Pass.
Who is the rapper Kim Kardashian was married to from 2014 to 2022?
Don't know that one either.
Who is the Back to the Future actor that was on the show Family Ties?
Michael J. Fox.
What sport did David Beckham play?
Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the name of the baby on The Simpsons?
Maggie.
Wow.
The Hadid sisters. Don't know that one.
No.
And Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. TV show?
I can't recall. I just seen the commercial last night. Dude.
Really? Okay. All right. Hey, fellas. I mean, they're going to get like 2, so you should be all right. Hold on for one second.
Well, if they're lucky, Jay.
Right. What is the plans for the weekend, Reed?
Just finished winterizing the house, getting everything ready.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know the feeling. That's kind of what you got to do. All right. Let's see how the fellas do here. Who gets the extra question today, guys?
Not me.
Monty's going to take it. Monty, you get the first question, and you'll get the last question.
All righty, then.
Answer only your question. Pass only on your question. We'll try to get back to it if time allows, and here we go.
All right. Question one. What was Carl Winslow's profession on the show Family Matters?
Realtor?
Name one of the Hadid sisters.
Georgia.
Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. star in a new TV show. What is it called?
Oh, it's called Like Our Mother.
Who is the rapper Kim Kardashian was married to from 2014 to 2022?
Jay-Z.
Who is the Back to the Future actor that was on the show Family Ties?
Family Ties. Short guy.
Yep.
Got Parkinson's disease.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, I got to know his name?
You don't have to.
Good, because I can't remember it.
Okay. Right. What sport did David Beckham play?
Oh, he was
the only one I've
hockey.
Known.
Hockey?
Rumble.
Okay.
Okay, no.
What is the name of the baby on The Simpsons?
Maggie.
No need to go back on any of the brilliant answers from earlier.
Was it soccer?
It might have been soccer, yes.
Soccer. Yeah.
I think that's what I said.
No idea.
Yes, do you spell soccer H-O-C-K-E-Y?
With an H? Then it is.
Hockey.
Let's see how we did here, guys.
Grass hockey.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just call it that.
Okay. Grass hockey, I think that would be field hockey.
I know, but I was trying to change it from field hockey.
I didn't mind
it. He was trying. He was trying.
Yeah.
What was Carl Winslow's profession on the show Family Matters?
So he had a realtor and a lawyer.
And he was a police officer.
Ah, dang it. No points, guys.
No points yet.
Shockingly.
Good. My turn.
Yeah. I did enjoy that you just blurted a female name out, or a state, whichever you prefer.
Yeah. Name one of the Hadid sisters.
A pass, is. And then Bruce said Georgia. Very, very matter-of-factly, like he knew. Yeah.
Gigi or Bella. Oh, so you're okay. close.
Very close. Yeah, you get 0.1 point.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr. star in a new TV show. What is that called?
Reed said he saw the preview for it last night, but he couldn't get there.
Me too.
And did you seriously?
I did see the advertisement, and I can't remember.
Oh, wow, the advertisement. You said, like my mother, which or like our mother, I think you might have said. Yeah,
maybe.
Which I think might be wrong.
Really? Papa's House.
Papa's House.
Well, there was a parental figure in the
That
name.
Was pretty good. Yeah. One tenth of 1 point.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, wow. We're getting a lot of tenths
so
here.
So it's 0.2, but, you know, there's still questions to go.
There is.
Who is the rapper Kim Kardashian was married to from 2014 to 2022?
Reed, I think, passed, and Monty at least got a rapper.
Yeah.
You were wrong one, but yeah, it wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Kanye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One-tenth of a point for a rapper. It's 0.3. What a runaway win.
Who is the Back to the Future actor that was on the show Family Ties?
Bruce was all around. Just dancing around everything about it. Short guy, Parkinson's, yes and yes. Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Reed got that, and just like that, he surges into the lead.
Just like that with one correct.
Who knew? Yeah. What sport did David Beckham play?
Warren, you were all around it, too. He ended up with hockey, which, of course, you know the answer now, right? The soccer ball.
Yeah.
But he was spelling it like soccer.
He was, He meant it. So 0.1 point for Warren and an actual point for Reed. It's 2-4.
Oh, geez.
What a game.
We're catching up.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Are you, though? Are you?
Oh, man. What is the name of the baby on The Simpsons?
I think everybody said Maggie.
Yeah, everybody's right.
Look at that. We're pulling out a full point at the end there, Monty. Yeah.
Almost two.
Almost two. One and four tenths to three, which means that Reed is a runaway winner.
Awesome.
Congratulations to Reed.
I hate this game. Reed.
Good job, Reed. Congrats, man. We got $25 to the Indaba Coffee Roasters for you, all right?
Sweet.
You're very welcome. Hold on for 1 second. Guys, just so close.
No, was
it? No, it actually wasn't. Yeah, good point.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Four. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Number two, most likely to be happy is a woman.
Kevin James.
Women are happier than men.
I agree.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Bye, Warren.
Bye, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. Appreciate you coming here. See you next week, huh?
Yes, you will. And hey, Steve, thanks for the donuts.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, no kidding, Steve. Thanks for the donuts. Steve, very generous today. He also brought me a birthday present. He brought me some honey. Look at this. He brought me two bears.
Oh, honey.
Oh, geez.
What a guy.
That's nice.
Yeah, very nice, Steve. Very nice. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Denise, for the banana tannies.
Banana brownies.
I like it. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, see you, buddy.
Bye, everybody.
On that note, get out.
Get out of here.
All right, stat time, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Stat time.
Yeah.
So this one's actually kind of it's a poll because it's a stat.
Right.
And, So, their nightmare poll, would you rather find a dead person under your bed or a living one?
Good night. I mean...
What? It's a legitimate question, Jay.
Can we...
Do we know who they are?
Ask that again, please.
That's a fair question, Bruce.
All right, I'll ask it again. Would you rather find a dead person under your bed or a living one?
Yeah. That's a good determination. I have my answer. Monty, what is yours?
I don't know. Give me some time.
Give me some time, Bruce. You have an answer?
A dead one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Before we're dead, Monty, would you tell us?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a live person.
Oh, gosh.
Man, I don't know. I think
probably fight him off. I don't know.
I think I might go with a dead person.
Unless they got a basket of brownies or something.
Yeah, right? That's how you fight him off?
What?
I don't know. What about you, Steve?
I think I'd rather... Yeah, I mean, it really depends if I know the person.
Yeah, for sure. But, obviously, if they're living, they're trying to pull a prank on you. Yeah, but, yeah, I'm assuming that you don't know them.
Yeah. That'd be scary.
Yeah, that would be very frightening.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to be terrified either way.
Good point, yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter.
I'm curious what the poll says now.
Yeah, well, it was actually very close. Would you believe 49% of people said they would want to find someone who was alive?
Yeah, just because you don't want to see a dead person.
Oh, no, wait. living or dead. 49% of said a person who's alive would be worse, and 51% said a person who's dead.
Be better.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. It's a huge difference between knowing and not knowing them. Yeah. If you are saying that you don't know them, I ain't messing with that.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that's already taken care of itself. I feel like I should.
Next question.
I feel like I should check when I get home, though.
Now you should.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, well, the thing is that nobody can get under our bed. So
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a hotel. You're like, make sure nothing can get under there.
So then you move it to the closet to see if you'll find a dead person.
Do you have a basement? You don't have a basement, right?
No.
Do you have any place that's like scary to walk into at your house?
No.
There's a chicken coop that's always dark and has a weird corner that you always look at or nothing like that.
No, I wouldn't say so.
That's fortunate. Bruce, you have a basement?
I have a basement.
Or like a cellar or something?
No, it's a room.
It's regular basement.
But I got a little storage room in it that every time I go in there,
fair enough. That's a non-well-lit area. That's understandable.
Yeah.
We just don't have a non-well-lit area.
Yeah, that's lucky.
Maybe the container.
Well,
it's one of those 40-foot shipping containers.
Also sounds like maybe Denzel Washington movie or something.
Yeah. You roll that door open, there's no lights in there. Is there any rats going to attack?
Denzel Washington is the container. Yeah, I feel like that could be it.
Same spelling.
Right. Yeah. You don't have anything in your little apartment, right?
I got a basement.
Yeah, he's got a walk-in closet that's a little scary.
Yeah, that's where I keep my wine in the
You have a wine cellar,
wine closet.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Wine cupboard. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
it is weird. The basement thing is bizarre. I don't know. I don't think it matters how old you are. You still have that kind of weird little kid feeling sometimes.
Yeah. Growing up, we had a very odd basement.
Yeah,
the house was built in 1889. So
yeah,
and it had the stone stack basement. Which was pretty much dirt everywhere else.
It lends itself to creepy.
Yeah, it was 100% creepy.
Yeah, it is weird. I mean, Bruce, when you go up the stairs, do you ever have a little bit quicker step maybe than normal trying to get up those stairs?
No, my steps are 7 feet wide.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You can carry a couch up those steps.
That's why we made it so wide.
Yeah.
Totally good.
Yeah, smart. Yeah.
Wow.
Brilliant.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that before with the you know how the light switch is where it has on the top and the bottom?
Oh, yeah.
And then you hit the one on the bottom because I always like to have the one off. I like them in the off position when it's off. You know what I mean? So, you ever have them where they're both up or they're and it's off? You know what I mean? So,
it's
like, those switches get weird. So, I've turned it off on the bottom and then gone, okay, now it's really dark down here.
Ruh-roh.
I'll just hustle up the stairs, look behind me.
Yours is partially a daylight basement, though, isn't it?
Yeah, except for when it's night.
Oh, valid. Yeah. There's that.
Yeah. I mean, then there's that.
It's a nightlight, basically.
I've thought about it before when I've done you remember the old movie Tremors that Reba was in?
Oh, yeah.
Where they come up underground, the critters come up underground.
Yeah, that's one like bugs and stuff, right?
Worms. Snakes and worms. Yeah, worms. That's right. Yeah,
sandworms.
Sandworms. Sweet people.
And they liked vibrations, so...
After that came out, I didn't like basements much after that for a while. You know, that weird sort of, you know.
Especially when they were doing the ammo reloading and that...
could hear it, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we did. I don't go down the basement here. Have you ever seen the basement in this building?
It's the stone stack.
Yes,
sir. It's built into the stone in parts and places.
And very small rooms, very tiny doorways.
Yeah. I went down to the box...
And Doug.
The box.
And Doug down there.
Doug's down there.
Yeah.
We don't like Doug.
Yeah.
We don't want Doug to.
Don't let him out.
Well, he doesn't. And there's the dumbwaiter that goes down into there.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, and there's I went down to the box area down there where they
Where recycle. The light's off?
Yeah.
It's very dark in the basement.
The box recycling area.
Like, you can't see anything.
No, and then you turn on the light, and you're looking at stones and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird down there, yeah. That would be a fun little you know, spooky Halloween thing.
Yes.
Like, you know, because you at night, there is one door down there, and it has, you know, a little crack in the where, between where the door closes.
Oh, can we take a field trip down there today, Jay?
Well, let's wait till it's dark again. I want to wait till it's dark again so you guys get the full effect of what it's like.
Oh, but I'll shut the lights off. Down there.
Oh, I know, but there is one door.
I want a field trip down.
Okay.
Man, I've already been to Scarywood. I don't need
to. Yeah, yeah. Well, you're about to be again. And they still have, you know, they heard the rumors about the spirits in the basement here, right?
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that. Mm. Oh, should have said that when Warren was here.